Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mama.
Hello, everybody. Hey, I see you, girl. Now that can see me.
You are so funny. Well, I think you're the funniest sibling, actually.
I am?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I think you're the funniest, and after you comes Elizabeth.
No, I think Fernando. Or Elizabeth's funny, too.
No, I think you're fun. You're the funniest for sure out of the four of us. Then after you, I would say Elizabeth. Fernando's humor is a little more dry. He's more of like a Larry David humor.
I don't even know who that is. You mean Larry King?
No. Curb your enthusiasm.
Oh, that también. Old white man.
Correct. Old Jewish man. That's why that's like Fernando. And then I think I'm the least funny one.
Anyway.
Well, I'm just keeping it real. It is, you know, keeping up with this. Maybe we should rename it from keeping up with the Supermans, like keeping it real with the Supermans.
Keeping it real.
Right?
Confesiones.
I feel like keeping up with the Supermas is like kind of taken.
Is it?
Keeping up with? I think it's a very famous reality show.
I don't know.
Never heard of it either? Well, anyway.
Keeping up with Supermas. Keeping up in the real world. Like the real world.
Tell me what's new with you. What's
not
happening?
Not the stage real world. The real
world. What
was
it like having four kids?
Four kids? Oh, yeah. Yes, guy, I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. Actually,
I think if you were to announce that you were pregnant, like nobody would be like phased. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind. Actually, it was good. I survived. I was super tired by the end of the weekend. But it was good. I actually handled it.
So I went on a trip and my husband went on a trip separate. We went on separate trips. So we didn't go trips together. And Paulina was nice enough to stay with little Eduardo. From Friday night to Sunday night, so two nights.
Yep.
He took his little backpack. He was so excited.
He took his backpack, his lunch bag. But you know what? I was like, he's coming over, but I have things to do. So I'm gonna bring him with me. Like, you know, like instead of saying, no, I'm gonna stay home and not do anything. I was like, I'm just gonna take him with me. Just go with me whenever I needed
to go.
You're
so brave.
It was fun. The kids have fun. He had fun.
How is it having a boy around?
I gave him back to you with a purple nail polish.
I know.
So
and not even like, not even dark purple. I mean, this is bright unicorn purple.
This is the purple you guys have in us.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's it.
That, and they were doing kind of karaoke where they were dancing, like singing and changing, and he had a bumblebee outfit. I was like, yeah, I guess, you know.
She had taken him a photo.
No, me vas a regañar.
No, I don't care about that stuff.
But he was, you know, he loves it. I took him on a little adventure. We went to the library. I needed to get him out of the house because I followed your advice and I took electronics from the kids from Monday through Friday. We don't do electronics at all in the house. We don't do TV. They don't even look at my phone anymore, which is great. They don't look at my phone anymore. And so Friday night, it's movie night in the house.
Yeah,
we do one movie night. And Saturday and Sunday, they are allowed to watch Disney Plus. Because we talked about like Krista having a little anxiety episode. And I was noticing like she was just, you know, edgy. And it's worked. They're, you know, they go to sleep very calmly now at night. I'm like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. And they're like, oh, I guess we don't have anything to do. But come Saturday, 6 a.m, up. Ah, Tuesday. Like the three of them. It was Krista, Eddie, and Sabina. Because I think Eddie's not watching TV either. Mm-hmm. So,
and he was probably the same thing.
He was
did he say, I'm not allowed to watch TV on school days? Because like he tells everybody now that.
Well, I guess because like, he saw that the girls were not watching, and so he wasn't surprised. But Saturdays, like every day when I'm trying to get him to school, it takes me forever. We were talking about this earlier. I go in at 7 and they're still in bed. 6 in the morning, Saturday, they were like, Tepalina, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I can figure it out. And I was like, okay. And I am actually also waking up at 5 during the on the weekends. Only Sunday.
Oh,
I wake up a
little
bit. Yeah, I am.
You're
I
doing your 5 a.m. routine on the weekends too?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, girl, you're hardcore.
So I was actually reading when they were like running to the sofa. And, you know, they were just watching TV. So they didn't really bother me or anything. Uh-huh. So I went, I figured out the TV. And... but they got tired of the TV after a while. It was weird because now they get tired of it and they don't sit like all day long watching like before. They get tired of it. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, I'm going to take them. I got to do something with them. They were outside playing, but also I said, I'm going to take them to the library. And Krista had a collection letter from the library. So I told her, we need to go take care of this. So I said, like around, I did breakfast for them. I did pancakes, and then the house was a mess. That's the one thing. It was a mess. And I wasn't even trying to clean up.
To clean, yeah.
I was just like, whatever. But I said, okay, we're going to go to the library, guys. Get ready. And they took the little scooter. The library is literally 2 corners away from my house. So we crossed 2 streets, and they're just like small streets. I had the baby and the little cart. And Eddie was in a scooter. Krista was in a scooter and Sabina was walking because she knew she was going to be left behind. So she was like, screw you guys, I'm running. So we went to the library. I got him. I think it was really fun. You guys, if you guys are looking to do something on the weekend with the kids, take them to the library. They have a lot of activities. They have in the kids area, they have toys, they have books, they have puppets, they have puzzles, they have all these kinds of things, and it's an enclosed space, it's free. So I just went and they were playing, they were running around, they were reading books. There's so many books that I could read. They were so engaged.
Could you return the books back to any public library, or does it have to be the same library you checked it out in?
I think it inside it says which branch it is, and you have to return it in your branch.
Because I have to return the book that
you can just give it to me, I'll return it. But Krista had, she lost a book. So I told her she needed to pay for it. And she was counting. I said, you need to take $20 from your piggy bank. And she was like, oh, I don't. I'm like, take coins, take whatever, just let's go. So while the kids were playing, Krista was talking to the lady at the library. She was like, excuse me, I'm so sorry, but I accidentally lost the book. Accidentally. She said, I accidentally lost a book. And then the lady said, oh, okay. But it was so cute because she saw Krista's face. And I guess she felt bad because she was actually paying for her own stuff. She took half of the late fees out. So I have a picture of Krista just like counting her coins with the lady. And she was like, oh my God, like, that's so cute. I was like, ah, well, she has to do it, you know? And then they unblock her card because she had her card blocked already.
Wow.
And so they unblock her card and she could check out more books, and Eddie checked out.
Remind everybody how old Krista is, because a lot maybe
she's 8. Okay. She's 8 years old, but she looks, I mean, she's so grown. And so after that, they were like, how are we going to take the scooters and the books? I'm like, I don't know. How are you guys going to take it? So we had a little backpack and, you know, there were some behind Sixta was holding the books and I was pushing her. And there's a park across the street from the library. So I was like, should I take them to the park? It's just me against them. I was like, okay, let's go. So we crossed the street.
You are so brave.
We went to the park and they were playing. They played for like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, guys, it's time to go. And they saw the ice cream trucks.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think there's ice cream trucks around your house, right? No. They don't go because you live in a hill. We have ice cream trucks all the time, but my kids don't know because I never buy it from them. So they don't really know what
an ice cream truck is. Yeah.
So they saw them and they were like, can we get an ice cream?
You're introducing my son to all sorts of things.
Well, wait, I was like, should I get it? I was like, okay, let's go. I was like, okay, let's go home and I'll get the ice cream. But once they got on the scooters, they started walking. They got close to the ice cream truck. I was like, nope, never mind. We're going home. And they were like, come on. I was like, I have ice cream at the house. I'll give you guys ice cream at the house. We have candy. We have all these things. They listen. It was easy because they're older. They listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the youngest one is 16. She's manageable. So we walked to the house, we got there, and they wanted to eat their candy. They got on the couch, and I saw their hands, and they were like dirty from the park. And I was like, no, 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 no. Let's jump in the shower. Let's get in the shower. So they all took turns to shower. It's like a little, you
machine.
Know, machine. One goes in, one goes out. Okay, change. And then one by one, they were getting ready. And then after, it was already like 6 o'clock, we got to see Frozen 2. And they were super excited. I got them popcorn, candy. We ordered a pizza. By 8 o'clock, 8:30, I was like, okay, guys, it's time to go to bed. But because they woke up at 6 and they were like running around and everything, they, no problem. They went to sleep. And the next day, I woke up also early, and I'm usually late to church. I haven't been because I've been waking up early. And I was like, I'm just going to take them. I said, okay, guys, let's get ready to go to church. And I'm by myself during the during Sundays. They got ready. I gave them each like a banana, a yogurt. I was like, okay, let's get in the car. Let's go. And they went to church. And I, on the way there, I was like, oh, God, please, please let me find a space in front of the church. And I did. I found a space like right in front of the church. Got him out, went to church, got him in. And then we went. And I had to get Krista a haircut because I had been like trying to get it for the longest. I was like, well, I'm just going to take him. But it was easy. I mean, like I said, again, they...
You're so brave.
I have 3 kids. One more is like...
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to have another one?
No, I'm not going to have another one. I don't want to have another one. I already said if I have urge for a baby, I'll just get a puppy. But I don't want to have a baby. I don't have a baby anymore. My back hurts. I'm not kidding. And then, but it was funny. It was funny to see them interact. You know, Sabina is always fighting with Eddie. They always fight. And they fight over like the dumbest things. Like, she's not letting me win. I can win. Or like they fight because they can win on each other, which is crazy.
What about when Sabina came over and took the fidget spinner, like the fidget spinner, and put it in her pocket and told Krista, like, we're gonna take this
because that's ours.
Yeah, she did the fidget. Like, look, Sabina, it's right here. I'm gonna put this in my pocket. And she put it in her pocket, and then she like looked away. And you told her, like, and she was like, what? It's ours, mom. It's ours.
See? And you're like, oh, poor Sabina.
Well, yeah, poor Sabina. I know why she feels that way.
Sabina is crazy. Sabina is crazy. She's crazy.
I dropped off Eduardo at church. We call it church school, but whatever that's called. Where we leave the
Bible
kids.
Study.
Bible
study.
Bible kids.
School. Bible school.
Yeah. And when we dropped them off, Sabina was in the class. Eddie walked in. Sabina was just like unfazed, like sitting in the table. I looked at Eddie and was just like nodded, like, oh, what's up? Like, not even like, hey, primo, like nothing. Just like, oh,
there you are.
Oh, it's you again. It just has this face that it's unfazed. You know what I mean? Just no emotion whatsoever. Thank you so much.
It was fun. I liked it. I think. And it was the first time he actually showed me some actual love, which I was so proud. We were sitting at the library and I said, okay, I'm going to read one book to each one. So I read one for Krista, one for Sabina, and then I read his superhero stories.
Oh, God, yes.
And I was sitting in the floor and he got close to me and he like leaned his head against me. And I was like, oh my God, he loves me. Because he's always telling me like he doesn't love me, like never. And so he finally like cuddled next to me and I was like, nobody moves. He is loving me right now.
Nobody moves. He is showing me affection.
He's showing me affection. Stop. Nobody moves. So it was fun. It was really fun. Even I was exhausted when Eduardo came to get Eddie. It was like around 6:30. I put the girls in the shower, and by 8, I was like, okay, bye. I need to. So tired. It was tiring, but it was fun. I'll do it again.
Oh my God. I mean, I was hesitant to ask you just because you already have 3, but Eddie just loves. I mean, Eddie loves his cousins, and I told him that his dad and I were, because we're going on a trip together, and we're gonna be gone for a week. So he said, "Well, who's gonna stay with me?" And I said, "Well, Grandma's coming to take care of you." He's like, "No, I want to go stay at my cousin's house." Like, oh no, it's a whole other different situation, my love. because I can't even imagine you getting up in the morning and getting all of them ready to go to school.
Well, I mean, mom would be there, you know. He can probably stay. He could probably stay with us 1 or 2 days, you know.
No, his school is way too far also from your house. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm so grateful for you.
It was. I really like staying with them. It's to see them play. And I think kids act so different when they're not with the parents, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've seen him when he's with you, and I've seen my kids when they're only with me and then when they're on the... But he listens. Like, I don't have to tell him twice. I don't have to, you know. I'm like, okay. And he... Como se dice, se acopla. Like, whatever my routine is with the kids, he'll just follow along. And he never says, like, why? Or, you know, I don't want to do it. I said, no, Eddie, we have to do this. And he's like, okay. Like, he never tells me why or no, I don't want to. Or, you know, oh, the funny thing was when he came and he was crying. They were playing outside and I was watching the news. And he came and he was like, they don't let me win. And he was crying so bad, right? And I was like, babe, like, but you guys are racing, you know, you need to practice so you can get better. He was like, no, but I want to win. And I said, you'll get better. Just go outside and play. And then he went outside and he was like, this is the worst day of my life. This is the worst day ever. I just want my family. It was so funny because I was like, I was just listening to him. But I wasn't like, oh, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just go run. Just go play. He was like, this is the worst day. This is the worst day of my life. And he would look up at the sky and like put his, I was like, oh, ya eres hijo de tu madre. Like, definitivamente. You're like Brisa's son. You know, you're so, you can lose. You cannot
That's
lose.
That's so funny. Yeah, I know. We're poor losers here. We're all of us are like that though.
I know.
No, I think you're the least one that's like, it's crazy when it comes to playing games. Like family games. Like when all of us get together, especially when dad plays.
Dad will do anything to win.
Dad cheats. Dad straight up cheats. Like dad is just like no shame. He will cheat to win. Like he hasn't. I'm like, dad, it's a game of Uno. Like relax.
I know. If mom texted me, she was like, "How are you?" She's like, "Are you crazy? Why you stay with the phone?" I'm like, "It's fine." I mean, honestly, it was fine. And even for my husband, he's like, "Oh, hi guys!" Like, just one more. Like, it's really not a big difference. It really isn't a big difference. It's just as loud. It's just as crazy.
It's a big difference from 2 to 3, right?
I think the big difference from 2 to 3. No, from one on. Because one, it's like, oh, you have all your energy and all your love and oh my God. And then from 2, it's just the same thing. You just keep adding. So honestly, you just keep adding on it. You just keep adding. It's the same thing.
You just keep going.
You just keep going. You just keep adding. You know, it's just... 3 plates, 3 cups, 3 everything, 3 all, everything. Oh, which by the way, I know which was going to be my tip for this week because it came really handy when
really
the kids were there. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you guys all about it. So tell me, how was your trip?
My trip was great. It was really, really chill. I really, you know, I went to Sundance, which is in Salt Lake City.
Does the sun dance?
The sun definitely dances. I'll tell you guys a story. I have to tell you this story that's really embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
So for those of you who don't know, Sundance is a big film festival. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of parties and a lot of people. And I mean, I think this is my 4th Sundance that I go to. I have nothing to do with the film industry, but some of my girlfriends do. And I just kind of tag along. And every time we go, it's a different experience and it's really, really fun. It's kind of like our thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember year 1, it was all about movies. Year 2 was like half movies, half parties. Year 3, a little bit more parties than movies. And this one, I didn't even see one movie. I stayed in this wonderful, beautiful house that my friend rented, and he was nice enough to let me and my girlfriend stay. I met a lot of great people. This house was like a mansion, dude. It wasn't even a house. It was, really? It had 9 bedrooms. God knows how many bathrooms. It had a game room. It had this beautiful jacuzzi, this room that was like a theater room. It had a room, a ski room. Like, it's like a ski in, ski out house, which I don't even know what the hell that meant until like I realized what that was.
It like you ski out of that room into the snow?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And then when you walk in, there's like a wall where you can hang your boots and they keep your boots warm. They have a work. I mean, it was like, it was honestly like, wow, this is really, people are really living like this. Like, the pantry was super well stocked. The fridge was stocked. No, no, no.
Did you rent this house?
No, it's his
house. It was his friend.
It was his cousin's house. What? And I mean,
I need to get me better cousins.
I mean, honestly, like I would wake up and it was, people were skiing like outside of the house and it was unreal. Anyway, so day one, I arrived Friday. I went to get my friend. And we went to a party. After the party, we went to pick up her luggage at this hotel, at the Marriott. So the three of us walk in, my girlfriend's on the phone, my other girlfriend's trying to get an Uber and pick up her luggage. I walk into the hotel, I make a right because I want to sit down in the little lobby area. I turn around and Issa Rae is sitting right there.
What?
Now, this is like 1 a.m. in the morning, okay? Like 12:30. There's no one around. Like, it's not like it's not a busy hotel, you know? And she's just sitting there and she looks up and she smiles at me and like nods. And I'm like, I stand there and I look, tengo mi cara de pendeja, and I'm kind of like smile. And I turn around, I look at my friends and I'm like, oh my God. Like I'm screaming, but like quietly inside, but also told my girlfriend's like, what the fuck? So then I turn around and I look calm. And my girlfriend's all like, what's happening? What? And my girlfriend's just like, okay, she's on the phone trying to get, I don't know what. My other girlfriend's, you know, same thing, Uber. So I'm like, okay, don't act weird. I'm like, don't act weird, Bricia. Don't act weird. Like, be chill. Like, part of me, I'm like, should I ask for a photo right now? Should I not? Like, you know?
I would have totally.
So, yeah, kind of, but it's like, you know, I don't want to be that. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Wait. So I sit down and she's right there and she's like trying to take her boots off, her shoes. And I'm like, do you need me to help you take your shoes off? I'm like, because I will gladly help you take your shoes off. And she looks at me like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, thanks. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And then her friend comes by and it's like, yo, come on. She's like, oh man, just like wrong shoes to wear. It's like new shoes. Like I shouldn't have worn these shoes today. It's like, I'm walking a lot and like these shoes hurt. And I'm like, okay, bye. She leaves. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Did I just tell like, I mean, basically Issa Rae, like, okay, imagine, like, what was I going to do? Like, pull her shoe in the middle of, like, the hotel? And then I was going to be like, do you need a foot massage? That was going to be my follow-up thing. I was going to tell her, I will gladly take your shoe off. I could massage your feet if you want. My girlfriend didn't know what was going on, and I told them what happened. And she was like, wait, that was Issa Rae? I'm like, girl, that was like, how could you not realize that? She's like, I don't know. I was too caught up in calling an Uber. She's like, wait, you asked her if you could take her shoe off? I'm like, well, I feel like I was in an episode of Insecure. I feel like she was my girlfriend. Like, if your girlfriend comes back from the club, like you help her with her shoe, right? But yeah. I didn't quite register in my head that I'm a complete stranger. Like, we're strangers. Like, I would never tell a stranger, let me take your shoe off, right?
Well, I don't know.
And my friend's like, can you imagine? I'm gonna turn around and like, you're pulling Issa Rae's shoe off. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's like I kept telling myself, don't act stupid. And like, I told her the stupidest thing ever. I was like, let me take off your shoe.
Well, that's something that I'm going to put on my, I've been really good at doing my intentions every morning. Uh-huh. I'm going to put that.
What, take
stay
off?
Stay in a house that has a ski door, ski room.
It's called a ski in, ski out house.
A ski in, ski out house. I can't even pronounce it.
No, and then they did this thing called après ski. They're like, oh, we're going to have an après ski at like, you know, 4 or 5, like come back with your with your friends. And I was like, cool, cool. So me and my girlfriend, we're like driving, we're like getting in the Uber and we're like Googling, like, what the fuck is an après ski? So we're there like Googling an après ski, and it's like this thing that rich people do. After they go skiing, they come back for like a cup of hot tea and like hot toddies and sit down around the fire and just relax with their like, there's like a whole après-ski outfit situation that you have to like dress and whatever and like very fashionable ski clothes. And I'm like, yeah, wow. I was like, damn, girl, you and I got a lot to live because I have no idea.
She has, you have jeans on and like, like your socks. Dude, yeah,
jeans and socks and tennis shoes. Thankfully that day I got invited to a brunch, and this there was a gifting suite, and they gave me this après-ski kind of like outfit. Which is like really random because I was like, great, I can wear this today. So I kind of put like my little, it's cute. Wow. It's like, they put a picture of it, but it's like a kind of like this como semi chaleco almost that you put over your shirt. I don't know. It's like kind of like a weird thing that I don't know when I'm going to wear again, but.
Hey, next time you go to an upper skiing.
Not upper skiing. It's an upper ski. It's kind of like happy hour.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like happy hour, but if you're really rich and like you're in Utah and the hills and you're after skiing.
I mean, like what kind of people do this like on a regular basis?
I have a lot of people, Paulina. I saw a lot of people.
Beto apparently does. Oh, Beto upper skis.
Not many Latinos, I'll tell you that much. I was out there and I was like,
interview Vero. I mean, she goes upper skiing.
Yeah, I had no idea what we're like Googling. We don't even know how to like Google. We don't even know how to
spell it.
Spell it. Like, I'm like, how do you even spell it? Because you were trying to invite people over, and I was like, how do you fucking spell upper ski? And we're just, and anyway, it was a whole situation. But I learned.
I'm gonna put it on my thing.
Also, I feel that this whole like don't shop for yourself situation, it kind of opens up things that come to me.
Don't shop for yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm still not shopping for myself.
Oh, shopping! I thought you said shop. I was like, shop for yourself.
No, I didn't take any shots either, but. There's no shopping.
Yes.
I feel that it opens up a lot more of things because, you know, I mean,
I just got you a set of pens yesterday.
You did?
The pens that I gave you.
Oh, pens. I thought you said pants. So I'm like, you got me pants? How do you know I need a pants?
pens,
yes. But yeah, I mean, I think old me would have been, okay, we gotta go to this thing, like let's go down to Main Street and see what we can buy for ourselves just to we don't look
para que te veas como upper,
you know, skiing. Yeah, like at least let's buy like a new coat or something, you know, just vamos a llegar like not looking very upper ski-ish. And then I went to this place and I got this thing for free.
See?
I know, things like that have been happening.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Anyway, if you guys, you know,
if you guys go upper skiing,
or who knows what, if you guys are skiers, big ups to you guys. I feel like we need more representation in the ski community as Latinas.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of Latinos upper skiing?
No, I think there was two, and none of us came from skiing. My girlfriend and I. But it really made me want to learn, take upper lessons, ski. And ski. I'm gonna figure this whole, you know, skiing thing out and see. hopefully I can figure it out.
Yeah, right here in California with all this snow.
What, you can go to Big Bear, you can go to Mammoth. It's like four hours away. No, we get to like 4 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's snow right now, and there's snow until May.
I haven't been to the snow in like 14 years.
No.
Yeah. When was the last time I went to the snow?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What are you telling me for?
Exactly. My husband has.
But your girlfriends have never been to the snow? Your girlfriends? Your girls never been to the snow?
No, they haven't been to the snow. My husband hasn't been to the snow.
Paulina, drive up to Big Bear.
Okay, so this is the thing. I have said, okay, guys, go. But we don't like the cold. We realize we don't like the cold. And at first, it seems like a great idea to go, but just the thought of being in the cold, we're like, I don't know. Maybe next year. And we keep saying next year, next year, next year. And like, my husband's been here for 14 years and we've never been to the snow.
Go to the snow.
Just go to the beach. I want to go to the beach.
The beach, yeah, the beach is definitely. I'm going to the beach with my husband. I feel really bad that I'm leaving my son behind because he really loves the beach. Mm-hmm. And when he finds out that we're going to the beach, like mom and dad are going to the beach, he's going to be very sad.
He's going to be like, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But I am putting it out there that I do want to go on another beach family vacation this year.
We made an executive decision, and this summer we are going to go to Costa Rica for a week for the whole family.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So you
guys, I'll put the link for the Go Global, my girlfriend that puts together the trips, and we are going to go. We're going to take the girls to Costa Rica, and it's a whole thing where they go to school during the day and the parents do whatever, and then you pick them up like it was school day, but you're at the beach in Costa Rica.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to go. So I'm excited about that. Yay!
Oh, I can't wait to hear. They finally gonna
see like the beach.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to hear all about it. Okay, well, let's take a break and come back with Super Mom Pick or Tip of the Week.
The Super Mamas want to help with your next trip to the most magical place on Earth, where you can be transported into stunning worlds, far-off galaxies, and exciting new stories. From the all-new Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway attraction that opens on March 4th, to epic adventures at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, to plenty of Epcot Festival fun. More to see and to do in all four Walt Disney World theme parks. And what better way to experience it than with $500 in Disney gift cards? Yes, we want to give one lucky winner $500 in Disney gift cards to start your Walt Disney World fund. To enter, use your Instagram account now through February 5th to upload a video or picture of your favorite Disney resort moment. This can be a throwback from a time you went with your entire family or even your most recent trip to the park. Be sure to tag Super Mamas and go to supermamas.com/WDW for official contest rules and to learn more. No purchase necessary. A purchase or payment of any kind will not increase your chances of winning. The Disney gift card can be used at select participating locations at Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Store locations in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, ShopDisney.com, Disney Photo Pass, Adventures by Disney, Aulani, a Disney Resort and Spa, and Disney's Beach Resort. It cannot be used towards the purchase of a Disney Vacation Club membership. Visit DisneyGiftCard.com for complete terms and conditions. Potential winner will be notified via Instagram or email on or around February 6, 2020. Additional restrictions may apply.
Back with Super Mama Pick a Tip of the Week, and I'm telling you, you know what? Now we were talking to Veronica about après ski and skiing, and you know the whole.
Yeah, apparently a lot of Latinos do it.
Yeah, I think I need to figure out where the community is. No, but I think it would be cool to like for my son to grow up, at least knowing how to ski or some snow sports.
Any
sport. No, but I think there's something about. Like because I do, because you know, like now, you know, now I go to these, I'm putting the situations and like, I wish I knew how to ski where I can just be like, oh, cool, cool. Oh my God, how cool. I'm staying in this ski out house. Like I'm going to take opportunity to just go for a stroll. Like everybody knew how to ski in that house. But me and my girlfriend, we're just like, oh wow. Look at us bearing to the stereotype of Latinas. Like,
You know, I don't even know.
I just want my son to have, to like at least have that skill. But que no se quede atrás, pues.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Anyway. I get it.
Ah, the après-ski life.
That après-ski life. Hashtag après-ski. I don't even know how to spell it.
It has an accent. I think it's French.
Really?
I don't know. I could be wrong. Who knows? Anyway, pick or tip of the week. I have two picks. Both beauty ones.
Oh, I have a pick first? For multiple kids or when you have kids over.
Okay, go, you go.
The kids were at the house and watching TV on the couch and, you know, they want water, they want juice, they want this, they want that. So.
Tia Paulina. Do you have apple juice?
Tia Paulina. Yeah.
Tia Paulina.
I'm telling you, I have no privacy with her.
Mom,
after you finish in the bathroom, can you give me watermelon? Dude, shut the freaking door. I am taking a trip. After you're done pooping, mom, can you get us watermelon? God, Jesus. Yes. Yes, I can. I told you, even my babysitter opens the door on me when I'm in the bathroom. Like, wow. No privacy. No boundaries. Whatsoever.
Anyway, Jesus. Go.
Anyway, I know we have said this like years ago, but to this day, hands down, my favorite cup for kids is the Munchkin 360 cup.
Yeah, my son had juice on that this morning, actually.
I have multiple. I have like six of them. And it was great because every kid had one. And this is your cup. And because I have different ones, I change the colors mm-hmm. with the cup, with the lid, yes. with the thing. So you have that one. That one's yours. That one's yours. That one's yours. Go at it. Just, you know, put it on the couch. Put them in the bed. Put them whenever you want.
Yeah, and they're
amazing. And when I was, you know, I gave him popcorn and things, and I gave him juice or whatever in the cup. It was great. There was no spills. There was no accidents. I had this cup since they were little, and they're great quality. They come apart. They come apart in three pieces. You can put them on the dishwasher or wash them or disinfect them, and they're really good because there's some that grow mold.
Yeah.
So make sure you take apart the three parts and wash them really well. But that one is I love that cup. And, you know, when you have a lot of kids, or when you have your cousins over or friends over, and just use them. It's good to have multiple cups of those. My friend loves the ones with the straws, but I hate because the straws, you can never find them. Mm-hmm. And they just, no.
Make them fall.
I like these ones. They're great. They have aluminum
also,
ones.
Also, straws, don't they give you wrinkle straws? Because like this.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I can see that. Let me see.
My pick of the week actually does involve lips. I received two new lipsticks.
Ooh.
That I am absolutely loving. Not wearing them right now because I kind of wanted to wear red today. But these two I've been using every single day. Actually, I had this one on earlier.
Who sent it to you? Para que le hable Leo, que why didn't send it to me?
It's what happens when you stop shopping for yourself. Things just come to you.
I see.
So the first one, oh crap. The first one is from Sweet Street. It's from Sweet Street Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. It's called the Thick and Thin Lipstick and Lip Liner Duo. And it's this beautiful little pencil that has two tips, a darker and lighter, and it's kind of gives you that, because I don't know if you've noticed, but that like outline, dark outline, light inline sort of situations kind of coming back. Well, it's been back, you know, that chola, but like low key. I know, right, but like there. Now it's a little bit more chic. This is absolutely perfect for it. Mm-hmm. And you can overline your lips and it makes them look a little bit more luscious.
Yes.
Weekends I kind of go all out with this because it's like the weekend. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to, you know, try it out. And during the weekday, I kind of take it a little bit, like the outer a little bit thinner, just so it's just like a hint.
Really? I do the opposite. Like on weekends, I have cap on and like, like
really?
Leggings and tennis shoes.
No. On weekends, I tend to do more makeup.
No. See, that's the difference. When I have the three kids by myself, I just really like, that day when I went to church with the kids, I had like, I put my leggings, an oversized jacket, I put a cap and dos trenzas, and I went to church. And this girl was like, oh my God, you look so cute. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, I should do this sporty look more often. But really, it was like, I got out of bed and I can't.
Yeah.
This past weekend, on Friday, I went to the spa. I realized this is the best time to go to the spa. I'll go to the spa from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I'll do work in the morning really, really fast. Then I went to the spa. Then at 5 o'clock, we go pick up the kids and I'm ready for the weekend because the weekend is hard on me because it's a lot of work.
Damn.
Weekdays is like, chill, cool. Anita helps me.
I work out. I work every day. I go to work. It's like your free time. It's like your me time.
Weekend is a whole.
I do like that idea of dating a massage Friday. So, okay.
You should.
The second lipstick that I'm absolutely loving, it's just like a different look because this is more of a matte but still kind of shiny, but this is like glossy. This is definitely weekday. It has become, I think, one of my favorite nudes, if not my favorite nude. It's so easy to put on. It puts tint, it puts shine, it stays on. I really, 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 really love this one. Again, I got this as a gift from that lunch I got invited to at Sundance. The color is called Casablanca and the brand is Fácil. Fácil. Is that Spanish?
Fácil.
Fácil.
Fácil,
fácil, right? Yeah,
fácil.
F-A-C-I-L.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's cute.
Love it. Love, love, love this. It's kind of it's a cute gloss.
It's kind of like a glossy, light brown nude situation.
It's a nude. It's not light brown.
It's kind of like a rosa, palo de rosa.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's nice.
It's an absolute, it's the perfect lip tint.
I like it because it's shiny.
Yes.
Because a lot of the nudes are so dry and your lips looks really dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I know. So this is why I also like the lip duo because it's not dry.
Oh,
it is in between matte and glossy. It's got like the perfect shine between matte and glossy, and this is just glossy. It's so good. These two have been like my jam. Also, I have like my signature red lipstick that I have on today. But this is it. These are my picks. If you guys want to get yourself a good nude lipstick, this is it, ladies.
Also, guys, I'm excited. Thank you for all the submissions.
Oh my God! Yes.
I'm excited.
Who are we sending to Walt Disney World?
Do we know who we're sending to Disney World? We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Oh my God.
But every time I open and I see all the submissions and I am having major withdrawals.
I know.
Withdrawals.
I was just having this conversation with Eduardo this weekend about how I really want to go back to Walt Disney World.
Eduardo Grande o Chico?
With my husband and Eduardo the Fourth was there too. And we were just telling, I want to go back.
I really want to go back. Every time I think about it or I tell somebody about it, I'm like, I want to go back. I want to go back so bad. And my husband and I are like, yeah, I know, right? And we're like, yeah, we want to go back. And we're like, slowly, we're like, yeah, I know. We can't wait. We want to do it again. It was so fun. I know. Can't wait.
These are the things I want to do. I want to go après skiing. I want to learn how to ski. I want to go to the beach. I want to go to Walt Disney World. Man.
Hey, put it on your...
Put it on your intention. Put it in your intention journal. Guys. It's going to happen. You know what? If I tell my husband I want to do all these things, like he would be like, he would just start freaking out. Like, well, how are we going to pay for all of this? Like, what's going to happen? Like, but when am I going to take time from work? Like, when I'm just like, yo, can we just dream together? Like, can you just like step back? Can you just say yes?
It's a men thing. It's a men thing because like my husband, my husband's like, we should do this. He's like, okay. I'm like, we should do that. He's like, okay. And then when we sit down, he's like, I just don't know how we're going to do all of these things. Like you say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I was like, order, con todo, con orden. We should do things in orden. Y así nos va a salir todo bien. And he's like, okay.
I don't even know what to reply to my husband. Because he's like, well, think about it, okay? So let's say I only get like 2 vacation times, right? And like right now, I really can't take that because I just took on this new role. And if, you know, my boss, it's just like, I'm just like, what? Like,
dream blogger.
Okay.
Dude.
I'm like, all right. Anyway, Jeez. I'm like, let me put this on my dream journal then.
Dijera Krista, mommy, what's a party pooper? Your tío Eduardo. That's a party pooper.
I hope he's not listening to this. Anyway, I can't wait to know who we're gonna start their Walt Disney World Fund.
No, good luck to everybody.
Who's Walt Disney World Fund we're going to begin?
I'm so excited, guys. Thank you for all your submissions. It's been fun seeing everything.
So fun.
You guys give us more withdrawals after seeing all of those posts. So stay tuned to see who the winner is.
And until next week, ladies. Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week. Supermamas!